Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Hill, and today my devotional is titled, A Fragrant Aroma, Leviticus 1:1-17. I'm going to be very honest with you. Leviticus is hard for me. Graphic descriptions of animal sacrifices, burnt offerings, and blood thrown around, not very appealing visuals, are they? As I began to study, it became apparent that the Lord gave Moses very specific instructions for worship in the newly completed tent of meeting. God wanted the people, not just the priests, to understand how to worship Him. We learn that God required excellence in worship. He wanted the sacrifices made in a very specific way. Yes, they did things differently back then, but we can still apply the principles. In Leviticus, the burnt offering was needed to be, quote, accepted before the Lord. And we know that later, because of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice on the cross for our sins, He became the believer's atonement. In Leviticus, people participated in worship by following His instruction to slaughter the animal and present it in a certain way. The burnt offering was a pleasing fragrance to God. It was a sign of obedience and the desire to please their Heavenly Father. God is teaching His people something very important. God teaches us that He wants and seeks worshipers. There is no obstacle to worshiping God. There is no barrier to worshiping God. The Father wants true worshipers. Psalm 149:4 tells us, "For the Lord takes pleasure in His people." We are reconciled to God because of Jesus, the slain Lamb who shed His blood for us. So when we worship, no matter how burnt out, worn out, or broken, we are the perfect sacrifice or atonement in God's eyes. We can come to the throne of grace just as we are. John 4:23 says, "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him." Putting on a coat doesn't change the weather, but it does protect you from the elements. Worship is the way you clothe yourself for a discouraging world. The same circumstances that crushed you yesterday became something you can thrive in today when you focus on Jesus through worship. Then we become the pleasing fragrance that spreads the sweet aroma of Jesus to those who don't know the redeeming love of our Savior. Thanks so much for listening today. Have a great rest of your week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.